He caused Asaph pain. And it's a law of physical nature. Causing a human being pain is like falling into a fire. You get burnt. Now this is very important, because sometimes we're harsh with people. Sometimes we give people mussar. Sometimes we have to give people mussar. And we sometimes do so, and we simply say, oh, it's l'shem shamayim, I'm doing a mitzvah. Or maybe so. Maybe you have to do it. But one should think twice, because when you hurt somebody, when you humiliate somebody, when you embarrass somebody, even if you were right in doing it, there's going to be a consequence. So one should be very, very careful in making a difference. Somebody had a hand up?
Does that mean that there was a different way that he could have done it?
It could. Rav Klein, even if there was another way, he's saying it's like jumping into a fire. There was no other way I could save the baby, but I hurt somebody. In fact, by the way, I once heard it said, although I don't know if there's a marker for this, it's also a very powerful thought, that one of the definitions of Gehenna, again, I'd like to know if there's a marker, I didn't see any marker, but somebody once said, Gehenna is you feel all the pain that you caused other people in your life without any of the excuses that you give yourself for causing that pain. Right? If I hurt somebody, I can give myself a lot of excuses. But Gehenna means you feel the pain and you don't have the excuses. And that's again, Gehenna basically means I get back the pain that I caused. Say
that? Does that mean that there's something significant
about you
feeling that pain?
Well, that's the unhugged of Nida Kinegamina. The unhugged of Nida Kinegamina means that Hashem gives back to you exactly what you do. So essentially, you get it back.
Rather than just the consequence, something that you need to learn?
Well, yes. First of all, that's very, very true. I mean, the way we learn, of course, the Hashem is after you're dead, so I'm not sure if there's learning at that point. But in this world, when it goes back and hits me, basically the concept is the greatest way to learn how not to hurt somebody is to experience what it is that you're giving somebody. That is a great, great educator. And in that way, it's not even in the nature of a punishment, it's in the nature of an instruction, an echina. Yeah.
What could Yaakov have done to wrong things?
So, this is what Rav Chaim says. Rav Chaim says, tshuva doesn't really work for that. Tshuva, Hashem forgives you, and you'll go to Olam Haba. But it's like the fire.
Tshuva
does not erase.
Then it doesn't just erase it, but it also turns it into a mitzvah.
Well, it's very complicated. You may turn it into a mitzvah, but that doesn't mean it's not. Let's go back to saving the baby. Saving the baby is a mitzvah, and may very well be Hashem counts what Yaakov did as a mitzvah. But even a mitzvah, you'll get burnt. In other words, that's not going to protect you. In other words, that's kind of the law of Olam Hazeh, that the pain we cause, we get back. Tshuva doesn't affect that. Because that's like jumping into the fire. Jumping into the fire to save the baby is also a mitzvah. It's not going to help you on that.
I understand, because spiritual consequences don't say, well, consequences. Like, Hashem doesn't... I don't understand. Like, if somebody doesn't have merit, they need to get punished. Because
that's to be deserved. If somebody does something wrong and they don't deserve to get punished, then what does that mean? That Hashem can't get rid of a spiritual concept? Yeah, this is a difficult concept, because what it's suggesting is that spiritual injury is not exclusively a function of doing something wrong. Because we look at things as, I did something wrong, I did something bad, I did something that is against Hashem's will, and that's why something bad happens to me. Now, if that would be your understanding, which is the normal way we look at things, then you're right. This thought wouldn't make sense, because if what Yaakov did is not wrong, then why should he be punished for what he did if he didn't do something wrong? Rav Chaim is suggesting that there's a more complicated structure in the universe, which is not a question of wrong. Or let me put it another way. Even if under the circumstances something is the best thing to do, better to get the brachos than not get the brachos, that doesn't eliminate the bad part of it. You need to say, when something becomes the right thing to do because the alternative is no good, but in that right thing there is still something bad, the bad is not eliminated because it's the right thing to do. You see what I'm saying? In other words, there is something bad in hurting people. Now, it's true that it's more important to get the brachos, even if I'm hurting somebody, than not to get the brachos and give it to Esav. But just because I'm doing the best thing I'm able to do, the lesser of two evils, the lesser of two evils doesn't eliminate the evil.
Right, no, I understand. I just don't understand the whole idea of the spiritual consequence. Because Hashem's totally in control. I mean, he's in control of physical.
Well, Hashem could have made the world in any number of ways.
No,
that's true.
The physical consequence is more apparent. Like, if you touch a fire, you get burnt. Like, that's just the law of nature. But
if you think about it, you could raise the same question. Hashem could have made it that if you jump into a fire for mitzvah reasons, you don't get it. There's, ultimately, we're just more familiar with the physical, so we kind of take that.
That's the physical world, the physical reaction to the physical world. A spiritual reaction in a spiritual world should have a different sort of...
Well, that's what he said. He says there are realities. There are realities in it. And part of it is because the Eberster created a world where, since every human being is B'Tselem Elokim, when you're pogeya in their covenants, there are consequences. You know, it's a very powerful idea because it reminds us about how chavit every human being is. That when there's a pogeya in their covenants, it comes back and hurts us. Yeah.
Question or an answer? Just like, it's kind of like it reminds me of the concept of a monster. That the child is doing anything wrong, but they're suffering from the spiritual consequence of their parents doing anything wrong.
That's an interesting, right, that's a very good, that's an interesting analogy, of course. It's not exactly the same because it did come from a sin. Right, I understand. Well, see, that's the question. In the case of a mamzer, you clearly have a sin. Here, you're causing ace of pain, but overall, you know, what you're doing is you have to do it. But well, that's the philosophical question, and that is, where there is a sin, but because of the bigger mitzvah, you're supposed to do the sin.
Right.
Does it remain a sin? That's really what we're kind of discussing. Meaning, a person might say, well, it's not a sin if I'm supposed to do it. But the argument is, it's still a sin even though you're supposed to do it. Meaning, there's still a spiritual evil that's being perpetrated. And Mamzer is an interesting analogy, right? Mamzer is the tragic case of children who did nothing wrong at all,